So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
We're going live this morning to correspondent Karen Travers, who's traveling with President Trump. She's joining us live from Saudi Arabia. Karen, a lot of fanfare for the president's arrival.
A lot of fanfare. He arrived this morning in Saudi Arabia to kick off a three-country swing in the Middle East, stopped here in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, then, of course, Qatar and the UAE, the United Arab Emirates. He got a lavish welcome this morning by the Saudis. Air Force One was escorted into the airport by Saudi military fighter jets, something we haven't seen in a while. And then he got a 21-gun salute as he walked down the steps of Air Force One, greeted by the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman on a very lavish lavender carpet there. The two have already had multiple meetings. They went into a terminal, met for coffee and tea, and then are now sitting down with business leaders from the region, as well as some from the United States, over lunch to talk about deepening economic ties between the United States and countries here in the Middle East.
Well, the peace kind of at the top of the mind, at least to the president going into that, something he's talked about, doing a lot of peace talks while on this trip. Where might those happen? Who might they involve?
You know, that was something certainly the president has talked about, but that's not really the big focus for the trip. This region is obviously facing significant political and security challenges, and there's the humanitarian crisis right now in Gaza, and the president trying to work toward some sort of continued ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. But this focus on the trip for the president is really on business development and trade agreements. We've already heard from the Saudis that they're going to invest $600 billion in the United States over the next 4 years. The UAE has said they're going to invest $1.4 trillion over the next decade. So this is all about strengthening economic ties between the United States and Gulf nations. And the president, according to the White House, will reemphasize his vision for a successful and prosperous Middle East where the countries here are working with the United States.
Karen, thanks for the update. Karen Travers, traveling with the president in the Middle East.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.